A leader of the push for a special legislative session on transgender bathroom use is putting the effort on hold. House Republican Caucus Chairman Glenn Cassada says it looks like there's no longer a need for lawmakers to weigh in. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Cassada is the lawmaker who started the petition to hold a special meeting. He did it after the Obama administration told school districts they'd be running afoul of federal anti-discrimination rules if they don't let transgender students use the facilities of their gender identity. Cassada worries Tennessee districts will be sued, and he wanted to compel the state's attorney general, Herbert Slattery, to defend them. But now Slattery has told Republican leaders he'll take the case, which is good enough for Cassada.
That was the purpose for a special session, was to protect our school districts from this unconstitutional director from the DOJ. That's being met, at least with Sumner County. And number two, it's safe to assume that if you're helping one county, you would help others that got sued.
Special sessions are usually called by Tennessee governors, often to deal with major legislation. But state lawmakers have managed to do it only twice, in 1971 to give 18-year-olds the right to vote, and in 1982 to meet at the World's Fair in Knoxville. To get together two-thirds of the lawmakers in the House and in the Senate would need to sign off. Cassada says he had 57 signatures in the House, 9 short of the number needed in that chamber. The Senate had not even begun the process. Cassada says the petition will not be thrown out. He plans to keep it on file, just in case interest in the special session bubbles up again. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.